In Parakut Gimel in chapter 13 in Shmuel Aleph, the Navi tells a story where the Jewish people are once again massing for war against the Plishtim. And this time Shaul isn't Shaul the king, is trying to keep the people together. They were ordered to wait for Shmuel for 7 days, at which point Shmuel would come, address the people, offer up a karban. Shaul begins to see that the people are dissipating, and so he offers up a karban. He doesn't wait for Shmuel, he offers it up. And amazingly enough, the Navi says, as he's finishing it, offering it up, who shows up? Who shows up is none other than Shmuel himself. And Shmuel is very upset. Shmuel says, you know, Shaul, lo shamarta es mitzvos Hashem Elokecha asher tzivach. You didn't listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to do. Hashem told you, you were ordered to wait for me. And you didn't wait for me. And now, you were supposed to have a dynastic ongoing monarchy. Ve'ata mamlachtecha lo sakum. Ultimately, your monarchy will not endure. Bikiyesh Hashem lo ishkil vavo. Ve'etzavei Hashem min agira amoki lo shamarta es asher tzivach Hashem. You didn't listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you. And it seems like a pretty intense reaction. We understand that Shaul made a mistake, but we understand why he made a mistake. The people were splintering off. He needed to keep the people together in order to maintain the army, in order to maintain the fighting force. But you see from here something amazing, and this is what Shmuel was trying to teach Shaul. The first necessary component in effective Jewish leadership is emunah. His belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, it's not the leader or even his decisions that make or break the fate and the destiny of the Jewish people. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam invites us to partner with him, to join with him. He gives us the opportunity to help in the actualization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. But it is not us who creates the plan, and it is not us who creates the actualization of the plan. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, again, even in moments when at the end of the day things look chaotic and look like they're splintering, the ability to maintain emunah and fidelity and allegiance to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dafka in stressful times, dafka in difficult times, that's the true metric of leadership. And that's what Shmuel was telling Shaul. There's no great chav in listening to Hashem and having emunah when everyone's doing what you're telling them to do. But when things begin to go off the rails, what do? Do you just go ahead and kind of make your own decisions? Or do you remain steadfast in the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And unfortunately, this was a test that Shaul failed. And the result of that failure was the loss of a dynastic monarchy. And the lesson for us is incredibly profound. We all encounter difficult circumstances in life, and it is so easy to lose your head. It is so easy to panic. But in those moments of stress, and in those moments of difficulty, in those moments when life goes off the rails, that is that when we have to redouble our efforts to keep our emunah, to keep our bitachon, and to keep our allegiance and fidelity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.